back. He went back home then a little week before he died.
Huh.
Both of them, him and James William, both was there. Joe was a little older than them, my older sister's boy. Joe, he's dead, Herbie's dead. 34 of us went to school, and there's three living out of 34.
Yeah.
So us boys, I went to Cup School up there.
Now, when you went to school, how far could you go? I mean, did they have schooling for you back then?
Yeah, we lived right across over there, and we went on one of these old double serve buggies. Mama taking care of us every morning, and go down to 18 and stay down there, and there was 8 or 10 of us. And we left from there in 26. Up at Manelis, we walked 5 miles. It was about 6 miles up the road.
Yes.
And it's about 3.5 or 4 miles up the railroad. And the train runs regular and all that. Probably scared and about 9 of us walked. And we had to walk to school. They're like I said yesterday, now they can't even go out there and meet the bus. I got to furnish them a bus and paying them. There's plenty of these niggas getting $80 a month. I got to go to school and then they won't go. That Bubba getting $163 and he quit and just went into the fourth grade. I went to school in 26 up at Manelis. Papa Mule keep Papa, and I come in one evening in April and Ruth was out there trying. My sister, well, she's the smallest one in the bunch. She's like more like grandma and every one of them. You never have weighed over about 105.
Yeah.
And I taken the ply and I went to plying. And we left from there and the next year we went down to Hatchet Station. We moved to Alabama and I couldn't make it. I worked in the dairy over there and shoot, I didn't like it. We come back down there and traded at Doc Gear. And 27, that's the year Mama died. And we lost, Mama died the 19th of May, and it's about a week and a half. Papa had to go over there and have a cancer, took off his lip and throat. Throwed my schooling down the drain.
Yeah.
I went rainy days and all like that, and I seen what else was messing up the teacher, uh-huh. Messing up the class and everything. Then we tried a night school, and that didn't work out. We all got to drinking and smoking cigars and all, and we left learning, and we was learning more about drinking, and I smoked one cigar, and that's been my life. That thing I puked, I ain't never worn. I ain't get in the car with anybody.
What?
That same way, I like to puke myself to death. I went there, and Lucille and Viola and Mayor and there was about 10 of the gals, and it wasn't nobody, just me and Anna. Junior would come out there sometime. And we get it that spring, and some of them would bring wine, and some bring liquor, and homebrew, and all like that. And we get out there and get to drinking, and go up there, and they get a whole box, Junior with a whole box of, Amna with a whole box of cigars. And hell, I smoked some Prince Albert tobacco. Hell, I never smoked no cigar. And they got me a big old crook. And boy, I smoked that thing, about half of it. And they was all just laughing, and I reckon I went after some water, and that's where I passed out. Poor God, I puked. I never puked as much in all my life. And right today, I can smell a cigar, and it makes me just as sick as a buzzer. And that ball in would sat down there, and every morning she'd get on that bus, she'd make it just as close as she could, or her and Lucille both. She was a big old bar-tailed gal, weighed about 160. She come there, I got, and pop a butt down, I got, and blow a breath right in my eye. I could smell that cigar. I'd take and turn her head around. She was a pretty thing, but God, I just couldn't stand that cigar. Ooh.
She smoked cigars?
Yeah, Lord. You name it, them gal do anything. I don't mind to know. Cigar, drink, liquor.